And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce one of my proteges, a person I brought into this from Southern Oregon. This woman is the last woman in Oregon, the last person in Oregon, to be convicted of a felony for running a medical marijuana dispensary in the state. Please give it up for Southern Oregon's Lori Duckworth.
Thanks, Russ. Hi, everybody. Like Russ said, I am his protege. I'm the protege of several mentors, because mentors matter. Anybody can be a mentor. I ran Southern Oregon Normal for almost 5 years in Medford, Oregon, located in Jackson County, Oregon. The Wild West. They're dirty down there. Much like Moyer County, Oregon, where my good friend Bill Espenson ran the 45th parallel. Bill was also raided. He was the first of Operation Storefront. Sarah Bennett and Don Morris were the second in Tigard, Oregon, and my facility was the third. That was a conspiracy by the Sheriff's Association of Oregon to stop the dispensary bill from being signed by Governor Brown. 10 days before she signed that dispensary bill, which I helped to craft, Medford PD came into my facility at 11 a.m. and took 15 of my patrons, put them in handcuffs. I was the only one that got to put my hands behind my back. Everybody else got to have theirs in front of them. I was the only one, including my husband at the time, who weren't allowed to speak. Everybody else got to talk to each other. They separated my ex-husband and I, put us in different rooms, and started interrogating everybody, even though they all lawyered up, but they were afraid. We went to trial, or were due to go to trial a year later, but we took a plea bargain. They dropped the 29 felonies against myself and the 28 against my husband in exchange for one Class C felony. And the plea was, the charge was, delivery of more than 1 ounce of cannabis for no consideration to another medical marijuana card holder for no consideration. That's legal under the OMMP. We got 11 months of bench probation, and at that end of the 11 months, I moved to Portland, where it was okay, because it's very accepted in Portland. The model I was running at Southern Oregon Normal was exactly the same as the world-famous cannabis cafe that Madeline Martinez was running, who's another one of my mentors. She sits on the board of National Normal. Do you guys know what Normal is? That's good. They've got the most extensive cannabis library that you can imagine. If you have any questions, look them up online. Well, when we were raided, they pulled my chapter because they don't like to have their name in the limelight like that. But I guarantee you that 4.5 years I was standing toe-to-toe at DEA raids at our gardens down in Southern Oregon while they came in and helicoptered out all of our medicine. They liked that. And I was scared shitless while I was toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye with those DEA agents with their guns. But you know what? I'm the daughter of a Marine. I've been handling guns since I was 5 years old. I have a right to carry a gun. I sued my sheriff to get my concealed handgun license, and I won, and it pissed him off. That's why they went after me. It's called political prosecution. They went after Bill in Ontario at 45th Parallel for the same reason. They went after Sarah in Tigard for the same reason. We stood up. We helped to shape the laws in Oregon. We helped to write Senate bills, House bills, legislation. We talked to our community leaders locally, across the state, across the Pacific Northwest, in Seattle, in Portland, at events like this. And I will keep coming back. My heartstrings are here. My good friend Lindsay Reinhart, who's from here, some of you know her. You may know her story. They took her kids from her here. She got her kids back. She won't come back here. Not until it's safe. She stands across the river and looks over here and wants to come back. You've heard today mothers talk about wanting to bring their children to visit their grandparents. I'm a grandma. I couldn't imagine not seeing my grandchildren. What about you guys? What if it was your family that couldn't come and visit because they depended on this plant to keep them alive? What would you do to make that possible? Would you go talk to your legislators behind closed doors? Would you go talk to your kids' teachers or counselors? Would you go talk to your ministers? What about when you go mail a post something at the post office? Talk to the postmaster. See how they feel about it. Are you afraid? I was afraid. And I was really afraid when they took me to jail for 8 days. And the only reason I had to sit there for 8 days is because the police arrested us on Thursday before Labor Day. No judge until Tuesday. And then our bail was $550,000 each. I don't know about you, but I didn't have that kind of money. We had to wait to get another judge who had some sympathy upon us. I suffered from seizures, and they didn't give me my medicine. And I'm not talking about my cannabis. I'm talking about my pharmaceuticals. I suffered 2 seizures within 12 hours of being incarcerated. My husband suffered from withdrawals from his opiates. We got our guns and our ammunition back, and it was the first time in Oregon's history that that had ever happened, and we set the precedence for that. We also set the precedence that most lawyers in Oregon now know is the Duckworth defense, and it's how people that have cannabis convictions get very light sentences. It's important that you all get involved. Like today, you came out here. Thank you. Don't be afraid. Speak up. Mentor someone. Mentor someone younger than you. Mentor someone older than you. It's possible. I'm older than Russ. He still mentored me. I've mentored people now, and their stories are even bigger. One of my proteges from Oregon is one of 2 first patients in Maryland, Amy Mellon. Look her up, one beautiful hot mess on Facebook and Twitter. She's amazing. I call her Amazing Amy. There is so much work to be done here in Idaho. This is my 3rd year back. It takes all of us to get out there and get it done. It takes every one of us. Your dog groomer, talk to her, talk to him. Talk to your vet, talk to each other, get involved. Get those elected officials out of office and put the ones in there that think like us. That's where it starts, on a local level. Get involved for next year with Boise Hemp Fest and volunteer. Most importantly, get people to sign these initiatives. The initiatives are where it starts. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. It's a beautiful day in Boise. Have a great day. Yeah.